Should we pray for TJ before he preaches to us? Yeah, Father, we thank you so much for your word. Thank you, Lord, that we're not come to listen to some good ideas, but we've come to listen to your word that you've revealed to us. And Lord, we thank you for the time that TJ spent preparing for this message. And Lord, we want to come before you with open hearts. Lord, we want to hear what you want to say to us this morning. Pray for TJ, Lord, would you give him just real freedom to be himself? And Lord, would he declare your truth to us? We pray in the name of Jesus. And we pray for a move of your spirit, Lord. We ask you to pour out your spirit upon us this morning. Lord, we want to encounter your Holy Spirit as we hear from your word to the glory of the Father and Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Good morning. Amen. Yes, this morning I'll be speaking about my son Daniel. Actually, no, we'll be speaking about Daniel of the Bible this morning. Shall we pray before we start? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We pray that you speak to us this morning. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Okay. We're going to read Daniel 6. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps to be throughout the whole kingdom, and over them three presidents, of whom Daniel was one of them, to whom these satraps should give account so that the king might suffer no loss. Then this Daniel became distinguished above all the other presidents and the satraps, because of an excellent spirit was in him, and the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom. The presidents and the satraps sought to find a ground for complaint against Daniel with regard to the kingdom, but they could not find no grounds for complaint or any fault, because he was faithful and no error or fault was found in him. Then these men said, we shall not find any ground for complaint against Daniel unless we find it in connection with the law of his God. Then these presidents and satraps came and by agreement to the king and said to him, O King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom and the prefect and the satraps, the counselors and the governors are agreed that the king should establish an ordinance and enforce an injunction that whosoever make petition to my God, to any God or man for 30 days, except to you, O King, shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O King, establish the injunction and sign the document so that it cannot be changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which cannot be revoked. Therefore, O King Darius signed. Therefore, King Darius signed the document and injunctions. When Daniel knew that the document had been signed, he went to his house where he had windows in his upper chamber open towards Jerusalem. He got down on his knees three times a day and prayed, and gave thanks to God, and gave thanks before God, and he had done previously. Then these men came by agreement and found Daniel making petition and plea before his God. Then they came near and said before the king concerning the injunction, O King, did you not sign an injunction that anyone who makes petition to any God or man within 30 days expect to you, O king, shall be cast into the lion's den. The king answered and said, the thing stand fast according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which cannot be revoked. Then the king answered and said before the and they answered and said before the king, Daniel, whom is one of the exile of from Judah, pays no attention to you, king, O king, or the injunction you have signed, but make his petition three times a day. Then the king, when he heard this word, was much distressed and set his mind to deliver Daniel, and he labored till the sun went down to rescue him. Then this man came by agreement to the king and said to the king, O king, that it is a law of the Medes and Persians that no junction or ordinance that the king established can be changed. Then the king commanded, and Daniel was brought and cast into the den of lions. The king declared to Daniel, may your God, who you serve, continually deliver you. And the stone was brought and laid on the mouth of the den, and then the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lord, that nothing might be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and spent the night fasting. No diversions were brought to him, and sleep fled from him. Then at the break of day, the king arose and went in haste to the den of lions. As he came near to the den where Daniel was, he cried out in a tone of anguish. The king declared to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to deliver you from the lion's den? Then Daniel said to the king, O king, live forever. My God sent an angel and shut the lion's mouth. I was found blameless before him and also before you, O king. I have done no harm. Then the king was exceedingly glad and commanded that Daniel be taken out of the den. So Daniel was taken out of the den, and no kind of harm was found on him because he had trusted in his God. And the king commanded, and those men who had maliciously accused Daniel were brought and cast into the den of lions. They and their children and their wives, and before they reached to the bottom of the den, the lions overpowered them and broke all their bones in pieces. Then King Darius wrote to all the peoples, nations, and languages that dwell in the all earth, peace be multiplied to you. I make a decree that in all my royal dominion, people are to tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God, endures forever. His kingdom shall never be destroyed, and his dominion shall be to the end. He delivers and rescues. He makes signs and wonders in heaven and on earth. He who has saved Daniel from the power of the lions. So Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus the Persian. This is the word of the Lord. So Daniel was brought to a foreign land as a slave. They took away his freedom from him. If we start reading from the beginning of the book of Daniel, you will see that he came from abroad. He didn't have anything on him. They took him. He didn't know if he could go back to his country. He was in a country which he didn't have freedom to do whatever he wanted to do. But although they took Daniel's freedom, one thing remains in Daniel's life: God was with him. That was very important for him. And Daniel was faithful to his God in a foreign country where they don't believe in the Lord. They don't believe in that in God. They believe in their own gods. But Daniel continued to believe in his God. He was faithful to his God. Nothing changed for Daniel in his faith. He remained the same. He remained believing that no matter what, God will be with him. In trials, in difficult times, Daniel remained faithful to God. And not just faithful to God, but Daniel was also faithful to the work he was doing in a foreign land. When the king took him to put him in the palace, Daniel was doing great job. He didn't think about that, okay, because I'm a slave, because I'm this, so I have to cut corners. No, Daniel did his job faithfully. And how was it possible for someone like Daniel to be faithful to God for all this time? The answer is simply that Daniel was led by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God was with Daniel, and it taught him everything he wanted to know. Daniel got extinguished. He became better than the 120 satraps, and also better than the three officials, the president, which they set for that kingdom. He had wisdom and understanding, intelligence, which didn't come from himself. It was a gift of God and the Spirit of God which was working in Daniel's life. Daniel had a personal relationship with God. He was ready to give up everything apart from his God. For this reason, God blessed Daniel in the foreign land, in a country where he served few kings in his lifetime. God blessed him. But most importantly, Daniel was serving the King of Kings. Although he was serving the king, Darius, but he was serving the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, God Almighty. He was his priority. Because when you walk with God, he will make easier for everything else you're doing. His Spirit will help you to understand, to have wisdom and knowledge to do anything. Because with God, anything, everything is possible. And with the Holy Spirit, everything is possible. And the king wanted to promote Daniel because he saw the level of intelligence, the level of faithfulness, the level Daniel was operating. There was no fault found in him. So the king decided to promote Daniel. And this brought a lot of jealousy among the satraps, among the high officials. How can a foreigner come to our country, a slave, become above us, become the president or the highest official in the land? So he brought a lot of jealousy among this satrap. So they decided, we have to do something about this. We have to destroy Daniel's life. We have to find something. But they dig dirt. They try to dig dirt. This is in politics, when they try to find something about someone so they can destroy his political agenda. So they try that. They try to find something against Daniel, but they did not find anything concerning his work. The only thing they could accuse him was to do with his faith, his God. But what they didn't realize is that by attacking Daniel, they were literally attacking God himself, because Daniel was working with God all the time. The king tried his best to release Daniel, but he couldn't because of the decree and the law of the Persians. He could not do anything for Daniel. After all his effort, Daniel got thrown in the lion's den. There are battles only God can save you. There are things which only God can do for you. Because if the king rescued Daniel in this situation, he would have said, yes, I've done it. I've rescued Daniel. And it would be all for nothing. But God wanted to show the king that he has all power. He can rescue. He can rescue. When situation feels like there's no hope, God can rescue. God can change situation in your life. God can deliver. Daniel was blameless before God and before the king. He didn't do anything wrong. All he did was praying. That's why this morning I want to concentrate on prayer. Prayer builds relationship with God. If you have a good prayer life, it doesn't matter what's going on around us, but if you have a good personal prayer life, you'll be strengthened. You'll be filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will overflow in your life, that nothing will be impossible. You'll have the same spirit as Daniel, an excellent spirit. And with the Holy Spirit, nothing is impossible, but we need to spend time in prayer. As Christians, we are called to pray. Not to pray just when we are happy, not to pray when we are sad, but we have to pray every time. It has to be a way of life. We have to pray no matter the situation. We have to pray. Giving thanks to God. Not just asking, but giving thanks to God. Saying, thank you, Lord, for what you have done for me. Thank you, Lord, for the family I have. Thank you, God, because you are with me. Thank you because you never forsake me. Thank you because you'll never abandon me. This is the hope we have in Jesus Christ. But we have to spend time, quality time, speaking to him. Daniel believed in God even when he knew that there was a decree set not to pray to any God. But Daniel went to his upper room, opened the windows, looked forward toward Jerusalem, and prayed. Because this was his life. He didn't want to miss that opportunity to be in the presence of God and praying and speaking to his God. You might find yourself in the same situation as Daniel. No, I'm not saying that you'll be in the lion's den, but you could find yourself in a workplace where there is jealousy. or family, friends, turning against you for no reason. But don't give up. I'm here to tell you, don't give up. Continue the good work. You might think serving others, they don't appreciate you. Don't worry about that. Continue to go forward. Because you're not serving them, you're serving the living God. God is with you. He is the Emmanuel. He's always with us. And God is faithful to those who serve Him, to His servant. Every one of us here, we are the servant of the living God. And God will be faithful to us. He will protect us. When we think this is the end, God will say the last word in your life. No doctor, no pastor, no evangelist, but God. God will say the last word because He is your God. Become that woman, a man of prayer. You see your life transformed. Take your time to pray. Pray for the nation. Pray for your family. Pray for your friends. Pray for your colleagues at work. And God will bless you. One second. Always giving thanks to God and praying without ceasing. And in 1 Thessalonica, verse 5, 16 to 18, it says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, giving thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. It's the will of God for us to pray. And in Romans 12, verse 12, rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. In tribulation, continue to pray, be patient. Even when you think things are taking long to manifest after praying, continue to pray, because God will answer. He is a faithful God. He is an answering God. Ephesians 6, 18. Praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayers and supplication, to that end keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all saints. So we have to pray for the saints of God. We have to pray for the church of God. We have to pray in the Spirit. If you've never been baptized with the Holy Spirit, ask God to baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Pray in tongues. Because when you are praying in tongues, your spirit, your inner man grows, becomes strong. We have to persevere in prayer. Luke 21 verse 36, but stay awake at all time, praying that you may have strength to escape these things that are going to take place and to stand before the Son of Man. This is Jesus saying as well, praying at all time, because prayer will give you strength. When you're praying, your spiritual eyes will open, your understanding of the gospel will open. You see things which you didn't think you can see before because of prayer. Jesus himself spent time in prayer throughout his ministry. He was praying and praying and praying. We have to be faithful to prayer. Revelation 22, behold, "Behold, I'm coming soon. My reward is with me, and I'll give to each person according to what they have done." My brothers and sisters, Jesus is coming back. He's coming soon. That's why we need to stand in prayer. Keep the faith. I like the way Dean says it. Keep the faith. Keep praying. And keep working for the Lord. Keep doing the good work, what you're doing. Don't be discouraged. You'll be rewarded when the Lord comes back. Daniel knew that. Daniel knew, even if they throw him in the flame of fire, even if they throw him in whatever situation, he knew that God would be with him, no matter how. We have to do the same. The work we are doing, the prayer you are praying, is not in vain. So I'll go back and read the last chapters of Daniel. "Then King Darius wrote to all the nations, people of every language in all the earth, 'May you prosper greatly. I issue a decree that in every part of the kingdom, people must fear and reverence the God of Daniel, for he is the living God. And he endures forever. His kingdom will not be destroyed. His dominion will never end. He rescues and he saves.'" Jesus has saved you. He has rescued you. He performs signs and wonders in heaven and on earth. He has rescued Daniel from the power of the lions. Jesus Christ has rescued us from the power of death. So Daniel prospered during the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus the Persian. No matter what we are facing in this world today, with coronavirus, with a lot of issues, but God is in control. Jesus Christ is in control. The Lord's kingdom will never be destroyed. This world is being pulled apart, but Jesus' kingdom will never be destroyed. And you are part of that kingdom. You are the sons and daughters of the Most High God. If you never gave your life to Jesus Christ, receive him today. Let him be the Savior, the Lord of your life, and be part of a kingdom which will last forever. Because his kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. It's all up to you to decide where to spend eternity. Either with Jesus Christ and his kingdom which will never be destroyed, or in outer darkness. The best choice will be is with Jesus Christ. The Lord is coming soon. When I was writing this, it kept coming to my spirit, saying the Lord is coming. We need to tell the world that the Lord is coming. We need to evangelize. We need to speak. We have been given that opportunity to receive salvation. Let's go out there and make disciples of Jesus Christ. If not, continue to pray so that the Lord of harvest will send more laborers to harvest. This is the word of the Lord. Thank you, guys. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We give you thanks for your word. We pray that this word, O Father, will be upon us and will direct us. We want to become men and women of prayer. Lord, by your Spirit, I'm praying today, asking that your Holy Spirit will make us that people of prayer, Christians of prayer. Let prayer be our life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I also pray for your servants, Almighty God, that you bless them, O Father, that your grace will be upon them, that you fill each and every one of us, O Father, with your Holy Spirit. Father, we break every spirit which is pulling us apart to have a relationship with you, to be people of prayer. Every spirit of destruction, Father, we break in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we pray that you will renew our mind. You will renew our strength in prayer. And you renew our faith, Almighty God, so that we believe that no matter what's going on in this world, you will be with us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you very much.